This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two election rallies in Jharkhand today to garner support for BJP-led NDA candidates for assembly elections. Jharkhand BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public meeting in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. This will be the PM Modi's first election rallies in Jharkhand after announcement of poll schedule in the state. The state is witnessing two-phase polling to be held on 13th and 20th of November. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for Maharashtra Assembly elections. Nominations of 7,994 candidates filed across 288 assembly constituencies have been found valid after scrutiny on 30th of October. Maharashtra will go to polls on 20th of this month in single phase to elect a new assembly. Major alliances competing are the ruling Mahayuti and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi. The ruling Mahayuti alliance, consisting of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena UBT and NCP Sharad Chandra Pawar, are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has observed that with the introduction of new technologies, modern train sets and completion of electrification next year, rail travel in the country is all set to undergo a phenomenal change within the next 5 to 7 years. He was inaugurating a media event in Kozhikode yesterday evening. The minister said under the Amrit Bharat Station Redevelopment Scheme, 1,334 stations are being redeveloped at a cost of 1 lakh crore rupees, of which construction is progressing in 1,100 stations. Mr. Vaishnav announced that an IT hub will be developed adjacent to the Kozhikode railway station, for which a 5-acre railway land has been identified.
When we reviewed the station, I asked the team, can you find area where we can develop an IT hub? So GM Saab was very proactive and he immediately looked at the map and identified a land of about 5 acres. So I have requested him that please develop that area so that tomorrow a nice IT hub can be developed for Kozhikode, the city of letters.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has invited Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP National President J.P. Nadda for the largest gathering of Sanatan Dharma, Prayagraj Mahakumbh 2025. UPCM reached Delhi yesterday to meet both the leaders. Mahakumbh starts with Posh Purnima Snan, which is on 13th of January 2025. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly will meet today to elect its new speaker, with senior NC leader and former minister Abdul Rahim Rather proposed for the post. As per the list of business for today, released by the Assembly Secretariat, the House will meet at 10:30 a.m. and the election of the speaker is the first agenda on the item. The election of the speaker is the first item on the agenda. Madhya Pradesh government has hiked the compensation to the kin of those killed in wild animal attacks to 25 lakh rupees from 8 lakh rupees. The announcement was made a day after an elephant trampled two men to death near the Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve in Umaria district. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav said that the families of two persons who were killed in elephant attacks in Umaria will get enhanced compensation of 25 lakh rupees each. The 7th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly will be inaugurated at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The ISA Assembly will deliberate on initiatives of International Solar Alliance that impact energy access, security and traditions, with a focus on empowering member countries to adopt solar energy and mobilize finance to speed up solar deployment. India's Malvika Bansod lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament at Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.